From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Today is the 125th anniversary of celebrating Labor Day as a national holiday, and in Columbia and Boone County, labor forces are at record highs and unemployment rates are at historic lows, according to the Columbia Missourian. In July, Columbia workers numbered 66,402, while Boone County's total was 97,185, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Both the county and city have an unemployment rate of 2.9%, below the state average of 3.3% and the national rate of 3.7%. The University of Missouri remains Boone County's largest employer, according to Regional Economic Development Incorporated. The next largest employers in the county are University Hospital and Clinics, Columbia Public Schools, Veterans United Home Loans, and the City of Columbia. Children are being pushed out of child care facilities and into unlicensed child care homes through an unintended effort of a new law passed to protect them. According to the Columbia Missourian, Nathan's Law was written to ensure the safety of children in unlicensed child care homes. The law was named after Nathan Blecka, who died in an unlicensed child care home in 2007. He was 3 months old. The law closes a loophole that had allowed unlicensed providers to care for four children and an unlimited number of related children. But lawmakers also got rid of the provision which allowed licensed providers to not count their own children in their license capacity. The hope was the legislation, which went into effect Wednesday, would ensure providers were not caring for more children than they could handle. But limiting the number of spots a licensed provider can have means that child care deserts become even larger. Over half of Missourians already live in such deserts. Senator Jill Shupp, the law sponsor of Creve Coeur, says that while part of the effect on licensed providers was unintended, she does not intend to change it. The Missouri Department of Corrections is partnering with a university to start teaching college-level classes designed to train murderers, rapists, and other long-term inmates to become ministers. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Corrections Director Ann Preseith hopes to begin the program with Hannibal LaGrange University in December at the Maximum Security Jefferson City Correctional Center. The program will start only at male facilities, but the agency is considering expansion to women's prisons. Most participants will likely be inmates who are active in social situations in the prison, have a low rate of conduct violations, and are serving long sentences. The program offers a bachelor's degree that focuses on counseling and theology. The price of an annual trout permit and daily trout tag is slated to increase in Missouri next year. The Springfield News Leader reports that the cost of an annual trout permit will go from $7 to $10 for anglers 16 years and older and $3.50 to $5 for anglers ages 15 and younger. A daily trout tag to fish at Bennett Springs State Park, Montauk State Park, and Roaring River State Park will go from $3 to $4 for adults and $2 to $3 for those ages 15 and younger. The Missouri Department of Conservation says the increased prices will cover the cost of running hatcheries and providing trout for public fishing. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.